Time now for sports on 104.7 The Cave. Here's Ned Reynolds.
Mike the intern, Ned Reynolds, in the studio this morning trying to stay as dry as possible. And unfortunately, you weren't able to finish the arc before we did this, but we got to talk sports. So what are you going to do?
This is really a joke, isn't it? Good
I
gracious.
Mean, just getting in here on his canoe. I didn't know you had a canoe, but it's a pretty nice canoe. You feel a pretty good paddler.
Almost could use a kayak down there.
I know, right? So despite all the rain, there was some baseball played yesterday. The state's big league teams played each other. And how'd that go down?
Had a day-night doubleheader brought about by a rainout the night before. Royals and the Cardinals, first of a four-game series, two in St. Louis and then two in August in Kansas City. Team split. Kansas City won the first game 8-2. That was the afternoon game. Then the Cardinals came back and routed Kansas City 10-3 in the nightcap. So the Cardinals finish it pretty much where they stayed. They're one game over the 500 mark. Really aren't playing the consistent baseball that they could. Kansas City, not that bad a team. No, they're not a championship team, but they do have talent. They do have ability to beat a lot of teams if they can put things together, but it's going to be another couple years before they're ready to challenge for any championship. Nonetheless, you can't take them lightly.
No, you can't. And I really should say the same thing about the Tulsa Drillers, because yesterday the Springfield Cardinals are winning 6-1, top of the eighth, and somehow lose the game. And I can't. The only reason I'm bringing it up is because it was a heartbreaker. But that is why I know what is going on at Killian Stadium, because I got to introduce all the teams that are playing the 2019 NAIA Softball World Series,
which is to start today, but I doubt
I
very
don't
much.
Think, unless they like got their water polo outfits, I don't think that's happening.
Yeah, it's too bad too, because this is the NAIA National Championships, and the University of Science and Arts from Oklahoma is the number one seed. There are some very good teams from all around the country. NAIA, folks, is the other organization other than the NCAA. Most colleges around the country belong to the NCAA in one of the three divisions. But then there are those who are NAIA, Evangels NAIA. The fact is that the championships are here in the great Killian Complex. It is a terrific venue for softball. But once it dries out, they'll have the championship softball over there.
Hopefully it'll do it soon. Now, finally, there is a new Wolverine. Well, not really new. He used to be a Wolverine, but now he's a Wolverine again. New coach at Michigan.
Rather interesting pick is Jawan Howard. He was a member of the Fab Five back in the early 90s. Had a 19-year career in the NBA. Good player. Very good player. Articulates himself very well, as you would expect. And we'll see if he's able to carry on the tradition, as replacing Coach Beilein, who's gone to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And Beilein did a great job at Michigan. Can Howard do that? His coaching experience is very limited, but he does have the appeal and the allegiance of the players, and he is a former Wolverine.
That's
so that
huge,
makes a big difference.
Huge for the community, huge for the fans, and definitely huge for the team. Busy Wednesday in baseball on the pro side and in college.
Pro side, we had a split between the Royals and the Cardinals. The Royals won the day game, a day-night doubleheader. Royals won that one by a score of 8-2. Cardinals came back to win the nightcap 10-3. Here in town, Mike, boy, this one's hard to take. Springfield Cardinals had a game won. Had a 6-1 lead in the eighth inning. Had a lead going into the ninth, which they squandered. When Tulsa scores six runs. Six runs in the ninth.
No relief.
Oh, relief pitching result.
I mean, Williams Perez had a pretty good game. He had a pretty good game, and then it was just one after another after that.
I am assuming, I didn't see the game, but I'm assuming that Williams Perez was taken out because of a pitch count.
I mean, he pitched at least the sixth or seventh inning. He was in there for quite a bit, and I was actually surprised they kept him in for that. But he had a great game. The relief pitchers did not have a good game.
Mirandy Gonzalez.
Yeah,
he pours gasoline on the fire.
Yeah, he did.
Four hits, two home runs, five runs. He was responsible for five. They scored six. And he departed the game and gets the loss, and deservedly so. Six runs, though, in the ninth. And well, I'll tell you, Springfield, after having shown some signs of life, well, now they've lost six in a row again and head on the road now.
Yeah, good luck to them. So yesterday we got a lot of fan mail about the song Gloria. Well, of course, The Age of Aquarius. Everyone loved that. But then Gloria, I got a lot of blues fans saying, hey, thank you, Ned, Mike, for playing Gloria. How did the blues adopt that as their theme?
You would think that it's something that just has been tradition back over the years, that it might relate to some family member, but it isn't. It's brand new. The blues adopted this back in January. This is the story. As several of the blues players, keep in mind that pro sports is a fraternity. All the players know each other, especially hockey, because they all come pretty much from the same part of the world, the northern part. Anyway, the blues were in Philadelphia, and they were hanging out with some of the Philadelphia Flyers, I think probably before the game was to be played again. These are friends. They know each other. They're competitors, yes. Anyway, they're getting ready to watch the Philadelphia Eagles play football, and they're sitting in a lounge. Well, there's a DJ in the lounge, and he is playing this. The Eagles players are getting up and dancing. One of the blues, and I think it may have been Tarasenko, I'm not sure, maybe Steen, but one of them said, what is that song? I said, it's Gloria, back in 1982 hit song. That's kind of catchy. So the blues took it, and they played it after beating, I think, the Tampa Bay Lightning or somebody like that, and then just continued to play in the locker room after that. It is a newly adopted theme. But heck, it's turning into a big deal.
If it works, it works. I don't care. At least it's not a smelly jockstrap or anything like that. So last but not least, late yesterday.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
I mean, hey, superstitions are superstitions, bro. We both played sports. I know you know just as well as I do.
I do, yeah.
So yesterday, Kansas City Chiefs finally got to get paid back for all these stupid Mexico and London games. They get to host the NFL Draft 2023. And what hotel are we staying at when that happens, Ned?
Where is it? It's probably yours. We'll be up there. You know, Muehlbach or one of those places.
Oh, I'm going to stay with the Motel 6 in Independence, Missouri.
Can't speak for you, but that's all I can afford.
I know that's what I'm saying. You and I will be sharing a bed together.
This is a big deal to coming up. You saw what it did for Nashville. The draft never used to be anything, Mike. I can remember halfway through my career at KY3, he'd come over on the wire, maybe usually as a fourth or fifth story. The Chiefs got thus and such and somebody else. It didn't mean a thing.
Now it's a festival.
TV networks have made this into a very big deal. And having it in Kansas City will be huge and the crowds will be enormous. And I wouldn't be surprised if there are a whole lot of people from down in this part of the country going up there.
The two of them definitely are in this room right now. well, we need to get out of here, go make some money so we can afford a hotel room, Ned. Thanks for your time this morning.
Yes, sir.